Football games can be won and lost in the trenches. For the Lions, that battle is largely directed by the leadership of two men who happen to be father and son, defensive line coach Jim Washburn and offensive line coach Jeremiah Washburn. But neither of them could have predicted it would turn out this way.
Dad, was that something you wanted to see your son do, was go into coaching?
I didn't expect Jeremiah especially to go into coaching because he was too smart.
You know, it's like that scene from The Godfather where, you know, Vito Corleone is telling his son, you know, I thought you were going to be a doctor, a senator, and Michael ends up following his dad. And that's kind of how it ended up for us, you know, where, you know, I was trying to be something other than that, but it eventually came to that, you know, because that's where your passion lies.
How did watching your dad's coaching career inspire you to pursue your own?
It was everything. You know, not to put him on the spot, and it'll make my mom behind the camera cry, but it was everything because I think my dad's the best position coach in the NFL.
Jim, what does it mean to you to watch him follow his passions in coaching the same way?
I was really proud. Sat in one of his meetings 2 days ago, and that was neat.
Did you guys ever imagine that you would be here coaching on the same team together?
No. No. It's a dream come true.
Yep.
It's been an absolute dream come true. Dad and Chris Kasurik, who's like his other son, and I were sitting in his office last training camp, and Coach Caldwell, just he's just phenomenal at just capturing the moment. And he walked by and he said, "Wash, how awesome is this?" He said, "This is the best." He said, "Isn't this the greatest?" And I thought that was pretty cool when he said that. I said, "It really is.
Wow.
It really is.
Pretty awesome."
You have to have learned something from having an NFL coach as your father.
Oh, please. Yes, absolutely. It's everything. Everything. He won't say anything unless I ask, but I ask. And when I do, it's always something that impacts me. You know, his words always have, I don't know, I don't want to sound like an old Western, but they have like iron to them.
You were going to say that.
You knew that, yeah. They do.
We use a lot of Joseph Wells quotes.
Yeah, they do have iron. You know I was, but they do. They carry a lot of weight. And the same with my mom.
After the 2014 season ended, Jim took time off to address health issues and wasn't sure what his future would hold. Recently, he returned to the Lions for another year, but the period of uncertainty gave the Washburns some time to appreciate just how special it is to coach together.
Towards the end of last season, I kind of knew he might be done at least full-time, or, you know, I didn't know. And so there's a couple of Thursday practices that I just kind of peeked over when the defense was up and just watched him coach because I hadn't done that enough. You know, for my mom to be able to spend time in my kid's school and dad to come out and see, you know, my son play baseball or my daughter play lacrosse, or just, you know, for my kids to be able to watch my dad coach, you know, like I did, is pretty special to me.
This football season, the Washburns will share the same sideline once again. In a way, for these two, that makes every NFL Sunday its own Father's Day. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.